I'm David Attenborough. I listen to Cliff Central religiously, just as if I were watching one of those silly little animals on the veld or the highlands. So why not call them on 0861-555-189 and give your opinion on just about anything.
Uh-oh.
What?
I'm already... Listen how soft my microphone is. Do you hear that?
Well, mine's so soft I can't hear a thing.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Let me try and turn this up here. Oh, Jesus Christ. First thing in the morning. There we go.
It sounds a bit better.
Okay.
Is yours improved?
I think so.
I'm not sure.
Okay. No. Let's go with this. Actually, it's sounding all right. Do we sound okay? We need you to tell us at home. If you are in your car or at home, you're checking out cliffcentral.com right now, you're on WeChat listening to us, tell me with peace and love what you think. And we need you to call because then I can test the lines at the same time.
Killing two birds with one stone.
Thank you. Exactly. Good morning, everybody. Feeling good? I'm actually feeling pretty damn good, except it's so dry and wintry that you feel yourself... Yeah, I feel like a reptile.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling winter yet.
No?
No. It's not. It's everyone's saying it's so cold, and I wore a t-shirt the whole of yesterday.
Uh-oh.
It's going to get cold.
You are going to have such a nipple stand if you wear a t-shirt through the whole of winter.
Wow.
She poke holes through steel bars.
Yes.
Like pencil erasers.
Oh.
S's nipple stands are a hazard.
Yeah, speaking of S's nipples, let's.
Oh dear.
people have been busy with breast songs. You remember this one? This is from The Who. It's called Squeeze Box, which is all about breasts. Someone sent this to me.
Mom's got a squeeze box. She wears on her chest. When daddy comes home, he never gets no rest.
Show us your squeeze box. Come on, Leanne. How many years have we been working together? You've never shown me your breast. Huh?
Yeah, you're right.
How many years?
Look, this I need to be plied with a bit of alcohol.
That's not hard. I'll find some. We're meant to build a liquor cabinet in your studio.
I know. I've taken note. It's the 28th of May, and this was promised even before the 1st of May.
Yeah, well, I'll try and figure it out. I'll get you a liquor cabinet if it kills me.
Good.
That's the only reason you decided to come with us.
Exactly.
To Cliff Central.
In 28 days now.
All right. Lots of cool messages. People saying that we're sounding all right. Good. Okay. Awesome. Someone, Clive is in the car. He says we sound great. Thank you, Clive.
Oh, good.
You sound great too.
Oh,
but I still
Clive.
Need people to call. Damon, please answer the calls. If I say people must call and then they call and you don't answer the calls, there's a weak link in this chain. Guess who the weak link is? Huh? What? Huh? 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 Don't talk to me until I put you on. Hang on. Gotta figure out your whole setup here, yes?
I was just talking to intern C. I got distracted. Sorry.
Yeah, well, remember, our call isn't...
I'm the only one who talks to him. You guys all ignore him. You treat him like he's just an intern.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Not true.
Why don't you pay attention? Because people are calling and they are my priority. If someone calls into this show, they get priority. They can interrupt the news. They can interrupt me. They can interrupt everybody. All right? All right. What?
Caller says you're soft. He doesn't want to go on. He says you're soft.
Oh, but he must go.
You're volume, nothing else.
What is wrong with people? Just turn it up. At least it won't be distorted. All right.
It's obviously on max.
Yeah, please.
He's saying that.
Do me a favor. Call us. I want to hear you on air. If you've got some feedback about how we're sounding, I need to hear it from you. No good, Damon tells me. You can describe it to me. I might have questions. This is all a very technological thing. This is nice, just for Leanne. Hey, Garrett. Garrett.
Yes, how's it, Garrett?
You can hear us nice and clearly?
Jeez, you are really soft on the line. I'm struggling to hear you over the telephone and this morning on the on the streaming, you're also quite soft there.
Oh, for God's sake. What's wrong with the levels, guys? Why is it the whole desk seems to be brought down? It's like we need to boost the gains.
I've got my telephone turned up all the way, and I'm really struggling to hear you.
And you can't hear us on the phone either?
Yeah, I'm talking about the phone now. I've got my radio turned down while I'm on the
phone. If I do this, is that better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
So in other words, I've got to put the microphones at like zero. Let me just see if I can figure this out. Is that better?
It's better, but it's still not like a normal phone call, though.
Oh, for God's sake. All right, I got the mics all the way up here, Steve. They're at zero. Telephone's at 10. If I put him up to zero, does that help?
It's all the same, man.
Yeah, it's the same. Story of my fucking life.
Anyway, enjoying the show and all the best.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Sorry, Jared. Bye. Oh, man.
But now I'm confused because that first guy said that we sound fine. So
yeah.
What the problem is...
Hang on, let's try this call. Hello?
Hi, Gareth.
Hey, what's your name?
It's Lebo speaking.
You know what, Lebo? We got this amazing, sophisticated telephone program, and Damon couldn't type your name in, so I could say hello, Lebo.
No, that's cool. Just wanted to say you're sounding fine. I'm listening to you through my radio in the car.
Do you think maybe Jared's deaf?
Excuse me?
Uh-oh, I knew it.
I knew it was too good to be true. All right, well, thank you, Lebo. I love you.
I love you too, Gareth.
Right.
Bye.
Right. But beset by technical problems.
Oh, man. At least we're not crackling when we're on the phone to someone.
Sorry, I missed that. I had Damon in my ear. What is that?
At least we're not crackling anymore when we speak to someone on the phone.
Yeah. Let's just see.
Fantastic.
Hey, Barry, can you hear me? Damon, can you hear me? You can hear me clearly?
I can hear you clearly.
So what's the problem then?
You've got some deaf callers?
Yeah, probably. The deaf community has always been big supporters of what we do.
Huge.
Yeah.
No. Radio has always been the first port of call for the deaf community. I don't know if you know.
It sounds
that.
Like a normal phone call to me, so I don't understand it.
Okay. Then let's go with it. Let's see if it works. But I have got the mics all the way up, and I got to tell you, on the desk, it's not even hitting the peak in the place it should be. So, Steve, we should just take the whole thing up and see if that helps. Of course, there won't be any distortion. Because it looks pretty good on everything I'm reading. The levels coming out of the desk are fine. You know. Anyway, I'm so sorry that the audience has to sit through this, which is
like
an on-air test. But yeah.
All right, well, let's get on to it then.
We keep it real, so we're not going to lie to you. The things that need sorting out, we're gonna sort them out with you. So I see that the U.S. says it doesn't support the statement from the Nigerian military that the whereabouts of the missing schoolgirls is known. So who really knows what is happening with these schoolgirls? Because now it looks like the U.S. government doesn't even know where they are. They say as a matter of policy and for the girls' safety and well-being would not discuss publicly this sort of information regardless. But the Nigerian military didn't say where they were. They just said they knew where they were.
And that they were not going to tell anybody.
They said it would jeopardize the rescue operation.
Yeah.
I just hope they find them. I really do. You know, people think that the world is just, you know, we're all holding up placards saying, bring back our girls. And trust me, I've seen every loser in the world holding up one of these placards pretending to care.
Mm-hmm.
But this really is something I'm furious about. You're a mom or a dad. You let your daughter go to school like she does every day. And then some lunatics have captured her, imprisoned her. With a whole bunch of her friends. It's not exactly kosher, if you know what I mean.
Look, I do think that the holding of the placards has raised awareness to something that most of us probably didn't know was happening, and it's been happening for a long time. So there is some benefit to the placards holding thing.
Remember Nigeria's former president, Olusegun Obasanjo? Obasanjo.
Mm. Really?
He's met with people close to Boko Haram in an attempt to broker the release.
Well, if he's out
there, he's getting involved now.
Maybe Thabo Mbeki will too, because he was very good friends with Obasanjo, and the two of them have got nothing to do all fucking day.
Except speak about African Renaissance.
Yeah, well, now they can go out there and actually bring it about.
Mbeki's still heading talks on the African Renaissance. He's made it his life's work.
Well, we've got these talks about Africa. I am an African.
Yeah.
A lot of people, it was Africa Day apparently over the weekend.
Yes, on the 25th of May.
On Sunday. So Thabo Mbeki was out there kicking that old bucket around.
Well, we are here to discuss Africa Day, very important day. Many of us are very excited. And then we remembered suddenly how boring he was, and we were like, whew. In a way, we're sad that you're not our president anymore, but in a way, we're really glad.
You are a boring speaker.
Do you remember, though, that one speech that he gave was absolutely beautiful? That I am an African one. That was magnificent.
Yeah.
This one.
I owe my being to the hills and the valleys, the mountains and the...
I think if you give him bed music, he's great.
Yes.
The trees, the flowers, the seas, and the ever-changing seasons that define the face of our native land.
He's like a lot of music radio DJs. If you don't give them music under their voice, no one listens to them.
And in our latter-day snows, it has thawed in the warmth of our sunshine and melted in the heat of the midday sun.
But that's terrible music.
And the rumble of the summer thunders, lashed by startling lightning, have been a cause both of trembling and of hope. The fragrances of nature have been as pleasant to us.
All right. Thank you, sir. Very nice. Damon says, this is big. We've got like a mini poor man's version of Josef Fritzl.
Where?
On the East Rand.
Oh, my word.
Uh-huh. Listen to this. A 36-year-old East Rand man has been arrested for allegedly holding captive and abusing his wife and five children for years.
Mm-mm.
The children were tortured with an electric cable and blowtorch. They never left the house and they've never been to school. The man allegedly kept his wife as a sex slave. The five children are aged between 2 and 16.
Oh, wow. My word.
The charges that they're charging him with are attempted murder, child abuse, and defeating the ends of justice. A neighbor said, we didn't know the children even existed.
The neighbors never know these things.
I didn't know that for years we've been living next to a monster.
How can they not hear them screaming from when they're being burned with a blowtorch?
I don't understand this. People are so unobservant. Damon, did you by any chance live next to this man? Because you're unobservant.
No, I've never lived in the East Rand. But you know what? The East Rand is a huge, huge area. Do they meet? They should say Boksburg, Germiston, because now, if anyone in the East Rand, it's like a bad image.
Well,
so it's rather like target Boksburg, target Kempton Park, target Nigel. You can't just paint everyone with the same brush.
Is Nigel not a bit far to be on the East Rand? That's
a
whole different city.
Yeah. Sorry, Nigel. Nigel's upset. No, it's a bit extreme, Nigel.
All right, but you get the point. I mean, like, there's this lunatic, this monster, this animal living on the East Rand who's locking up his kids and tying up electric cables
around them,
shocking them and blowtorching them. The eldest one's 16 years old.
And the neighbors say they didn't even know that their children existed.
No. Can you imagine?
Oh, gosh, no. So this woman must have been giving birth to these children in the house.
Yeah, because don't you need a hospital for that?
Do these children, are they even registered?
No, nobody knew they existed. They were born in the house. They've lived hidden away. They'd never go out into the sun. It's the same as the Fritzl story.
They've never gone to school.
Nope.
Wow.
Nobody even knew. The neighbors didn't even know they existed. These kids must be so quiet. I want to know his strategy. Then I might have kids.
Come on.
These are like the quietest kids in the world. This guy could teach all parents a lesson, especially those ones who put their kids on planes that I fly to Cape Town on. This guy would sort that out and lickety split. He'd have it all organized.
And his wife's really quiet when she gives birth too.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Must be like when Katie Holmes gave birth and she wasn't allowed to make a sound because of Scientology rules.
Yeah.
Jeez. If your children don't sit and quietly behave yourself. Imagine. It's too much to bear that this is happening right on our own doorstep. Because I like feeling superior to Austria.
Mm.
I like saying, well, you know, Austria.
There was very little Austria could have had to make us feel superior. So we grabbed it.
We got our own Josef Fritzl. And Damon says this is a small story. It's not even on the front page of the paper or anything. It's like tucked away. Some tiny little story.
Maybe when he appears in court... Maybe then it'll become bigger. It's because of Oscar and Srindavani.
But Oscar, Srindavani, this is horrendous. This is 16-year-old child and a 2-year-old child and everything in between.
FIFA World Cup less than 2 weeks away.
Oh, right. People are distracted by the
there's
soccer.
There's so many other stories competing.
Now, I'm sorry, children that were kept as slaves and mother who was locked away for many years by a 36-year-old. He's not even that old.
What a lunatic.
But hang on. If he's 36, his kid is 16. He had the first kid at 20. Is that right? No.
Yes. If it's his kid.
Yeah, the first kid at... Oh, we need our calculator. You know, yeah, bad, you know how bad we are at math. Okay.
20 plus 16 is 36.
Let's just get out the calculator, Mubs. Need to figure this out. Just put it into the machine.
Okay. What am I putting in?
Well, if he's 36.
Yes.
And his kid
is 16.
16 to 2 years old. So he first impregnated his sex slave wife at 20.
Carry the one. It's 20.
Oh, thank goodness. Whew. We're so bad at maths.
it's an embarrassment how bad we are.
Jeez. Hey, you know who I just got a message from?
Mm-mm.
Remember Shawnee B, the DJ? He lives on the East Rand, and he and I used to play at, among other places, like Sutra.
Yes.
He tells me he's doing a whole lot of parties at like Rand Airport and everything. This guy's busy. So there's still money.
He's on the East Rand.
There's still money in DJing.
Shawnee B.
There's still money in the East Rand, too.
I don't remember Shawnee B.
Oh, no, you probably never went out enough. He's great.
I remember him.
And lots of cool emails here. Gareth, I'm in Mpumalanga. You guys sound great. Well, thank you, Don. But you shouldn't really be allowed to listen to us in Mpumalanga. It's a very, very rural place.
Oh, word.
Hang on. There's Danielle. She says, can hear you perfectly fine. The rest are all just being full of shit. Keep up the great work, guys. Thank you, Danielle. I need your sensible approach to things when we do the show. Speaking of listen to this terrific song that Jeffrey put together just yesterday. This is amazing.
Wow. Just my natural reaction. I know that you're intelligent. I know that you've got things to say purely from your tweeter. Wow. I've got a race. I've got the crema tart. Crema tart is Afrikaans for baobab tree. I was told that I talk too much, but I'm working all the time. Wow.
Just by the way, the funniest, Mabali, they say you're distorting, so I'm going to bring your levels down a little bit. But the funniest thing about that song is that all Jeffrey had to do was go and pull like 10 minutes of the show, and then he found enough O's of different kinds to suddenly put a whole song together.
That's hilarious.
Do you have any idea of how you sound now?
Yeah, you know, with editing, things can be manipulated.
That's you. He's answering calls. That's good news.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of calls. Speaking of calls, we've got some more songs from Jason Sachs as well.
Yesterday, FM radio was the old way. Looks like Cliff Central is here to stay. So why don't you call us today? 0861-555-1889.
John Lennon is dying.
0861.
A second time.
555-1889. Call us today. Cliff Central.
I like the way he can't reach the notes, so he drops it down.
Call us now.
He's making it work for him.
Anything.
Key change.
Yeah, this is very good.
0861-555-1889.
I like that.
So call us now. About anything.
8-6-1-5-1-8-9. I'm getting into this.
0-8-6-1-5-5-5-1-8-9. Call us today.
Very nice. Thank you, Jason.
I like that.
Yeah, he's a genius, this guy. Seriously, he's putting things together.
Yes.
Jason Sachs, he's hugely creative, this dude. He also did a Jamiroquai version, which we'll get to later. But I thought, let me play some stuff for you, because we haven't done that in a while. So there's lots going on in the news, but let me tell you who's here later. Lone Hill Estate will pop in. They will do their version of the 0861-555-189 song. Told you, winter's drying me out. Shlubin Boya, who is a presenter on Cliff Central, along with Jade Reinertsen, they will be in the studio. They do a show called Rookies and Rockstars. You see, because Shlubi's the rock star. She's been an actress. She's doing feature films in Cape Town this year.
Mm-hmm.
She's done soap operas.
She's a fitness fanatic / maniac.
Right. I thought Trevor Gumby was being very unkind the other day when he said that she was growing a cock.
Yes.
Because that's just not necessary.
No,
just because
it's
she's
not.
Getting a little more muscular than he is.
Yeah.
Which, let me tell you, is not an achievement. I think she's still one of the most beautiful women in the country. And Shlubi is going to pop in with Jade, and they will talk about their show. You know, just to give you an idea of what the hell else we're doing. The best thing about being here is that you can listen to whatever you want, whenever you want. You can get the podcasts.
Yeah, you're not forced to do anything time-wise.
That's right. Someone sent me a message early this morning, like really early, saying, I was just listening to yesterday's show.
Yesterday.
And I was listening to that just before you came on. So now I can listen to whatever I want, whenever I want. I don't have to wait for you to come on live. Which makes me think we shouldn't have to wake up so early.
Yes.
Isn't that a good idea?
Now you're onto something.
Oh.
Someone says the playback is distorting badly and it sounds like AM. It's crackling like hell. All right. I think that what we must do is just get the technical guys to have a look at these comments and see whether they can verify any of it. Apparently our mics are distorting, but as far as I can hear, it sounds okay. Maybe there's something wrong with the reception or I don't know. We'll figure it out because we're trying to figure out is apparently overmodulating. Steve, is that possible?
Overmodulating.
I want to play with a vocal effects unit here sometimes.
Oh, so like when you kidnap someone and you can speak yes. to them and they don't recognize your voice. You
go,
AM, I'm the guy from the East End.
Mm.
Who took your children?
In the meantime, you're a lady on the other side going,
hi. AM, I'm the guy from the East End who took your children.
They still use that on Carte Blanche sometimes. Have you seen it?
What? Yes, when they're hiding someone.
Oh, of course they do.
Protecting their identity.
And then there's some guy or girl, and they cover them in shadow.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have a hoodie on.
Oh, man.
I think it's designed to frighten the children.
That voice
it is scary.
Horrible,
yeah, it's very scary.
Very bad. Okay, so we got a few other things that I thought you might need to know. First of all, if you haven't heard Ari's show in the afternoon, there's some pretty good stuff going on there. He had Matthew Mole on yesterday performing live. Here's his song.
Go see the world and speak of your understanding. Make one thing known. That we are held in merciful hands, and you are the way home. And pull me apart, and you'll be the realization that we are of your heart. And we could see the darkest ending, but you see the down, we all fall 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 down.
This guy's great, huh?
Oh man. When I walked in this morning, I saw he'd signed the wall. It was the first thing I noticed.
No.
And I was so angry that I hadn't been here when he was here. I've really got a little crush on him.
What does he look like? Does anybody know?
Oh, he's very cute.
Really?
So cute.
I heard him talking to Ari live yesterday because I got out of the gym and I was driving home. and he was on. And he was talking about the differences between like Cape Townians and Joburg people. It's an ongoing thing. But he was very sensible about it. He said Cape Townians never leave Cape Town, so they know nothing about Joburg. And Joburg people always complain about Cape Town, even though they've got no reason to.
And even though we sometimes sneak in and take over in December.
We did destroy.
We take over everywhere. East Coast, West Coast.
You give us 5 minutes in Cape Town and we've ruined the place.
Yeah.
It's amazing in December how Joburg people just swarm to Cape Town and ruin everything. I'm still getting feedback that people can't hear us properly. Something wrong with the sound.
Should we go home?
I've brought the levels right down. I mean, the desk is hardly hitting the middle. Yesterday we were in the red. I don't understand. Yeah, we're on DEFCON 3 now. We were on DEFCON 5. I almost just want to play a song and figure this out.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's just try and... I need to speak to these people, these technical guys, and just see what's going on. Yeah, I do need help. Maybe I could play the Beatles going, help, I need somebody, but I need a whole army of people. I think we figured it out. Jürgen sent me a message just now on WeChat and said, he said, everything sounded fine until Gareth listened to that deaf fucker and then turned everything up. So he was upset.
Okay.
Sorry, Jürgen. But there's still some feedback coming in from people about the music not sounding 100%. So maybe we just got to bring the whole game down. Okay, we'll figure it out and I'll get the sound exactly right. I'm sorry. It's an ongoing learning curve for us. And I'm not going to lose my temper today. I've promised myself with peace and love that I will not do that.
Well, I mean, you must be drained after yesterday anyway.
I was just frustrated that I couldn't take calls.
I know.
0861-555-189. Tell us what's up. Since I couldn't speak to you the whole day yesterday, there must be a couple of people in the backlog that want to fill me in on what's been going on. Maybe you got some controversy or some gossip you want to share with me. Maybe you know the guy on the East Rand who locked his children in the basement, like Josef Fritzl. We don't even have basements in this country. How did he keep those kids quiet? Parents all over the world could do with that advice.
You know, maybe the neighbors just ignored what was happening around them, because neighbors sometimes do that. They don't like to get involved in your business, especially if there's suspicion of abuse.
If you heard a neighbor and you heard her scream and you knew that her husband was a total asshole, would you get involved or would you just quietly sit at home and pretend you didn't hear it?
Oh, most of us just pretend you didn't hear it, eh?
Yeah, part of me wants to get involved.
I get the popcorn and sit next to the wall.
Oh, Leanne, you're horrible. You're such a horrible human being. Okay. Well, now I'm obsessed with this feedback on the sound. But a lot of people are listening and they're telling me it sounds fine. And if you think it's terrible, call me and tell me, please, because I need to hear you. And we've got to test the lines as well. Like I said, we didn't have phone calls yesterday because we couldn't. Nobody could hear us on the phones. So let's try and figure that out. I'm going to do it on the trot. We're going to do it live. It's not the best we can do, but hell, we've got to make a plan. And I see the DA are becoming quite seriously black.
Yes, another defector.
Yeah, this guy's Herman Mashaba. You know, this guy is incredible. He's a very rich man. Made all his money during apartheid, but in spite of apartheid. Because he developed the Black Like Me hair care brand.
I mean, you don't get blacker than that.
Right, and he dropped everything. He's joined the DA. In an effort, the DA welcomed him with open arms and said, well, we'd love you to make us more black.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once the DA discovered that they had all the white people and that their numbers would never grow.
Well, we can't grow
They
anymore.
Decided, oh, damn, now we're going to have to appeal to the blacks as well.
There are no more whites.
There are no more whites.
We need more blacks. So... I know what to do. Let's ask Herman Mashaba to join us.
We are in government in Cape Town.
But now we need government in Gauteng too.
Now here's what's new.
Herman Mashaba's joined us.
Hi, my name is Helen Ziller and I'm the leader of the Democratic Alliance.
And this is Herman Mashaba. He's black. He's one of us. Shouldn't you be embarrassed, other blacks?
Is he charismatic?
Yeah, he is.
The DA needs a charismatic leader.
This guy's amazing. He won't stand for leadership, but he has joined the DA. Who knows? He might stand for leadership. You never know.
Yeah, if he's They should grab any talent they have.
Herman Mashaba is stepping down as chairperson of the Free Market Foundation to join the DA. He said, I've requested no position in the DA party, but will promote their cause from the grassroots. See, that's almost more helpful. Mashaba said he decided to join and give his support and commitment to the DA as he believed the party delivered better in the Western Cape than other parties delivered in the rest of the country. So he's not even being political about it. He just says it's service delivery.
Yeah, but I hope the DA doesn't start getting ideas about how to make Helen Zille and they're more black like me. Like, she mustn't start putting cornrows in her hair or they start braiding her hair.
Can you imagine if Helen
Zille... They mustn't start getting those ideas, please.
If Helen Zille puts cornrows in, then blacks will run away.
I was watching the Parliamentary Channel yesterday. Don't ask me why. And,
sure, you've got a horrible life.
I was watching Helen Zille and I just thought, tired now. Tired.
Really?
Mm.
Shame. I feel sorry for her. She's worked really hard. It's not her fault people don't like her. She must be very frustrated.
I think most opposition leaders are very frustrated all over the world.
Anyway, Mashaba's meeting with Helen Zille on Friday morning to make her black like me. So it's going to be amazing. She's going to help. He's going to help her to get her hair exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Straighten it out.
No, her hair's already straight. She doesn't have that problem.
Well, you never know. He could help her some more.
It's not like she needs hair relaxer, Gareth.
The next thing, she's going to appear on TV and she's going to be like hitting the back of her head like because it's itchy.
Scratching her braids.
Right. And she'll be dressed like a domestic worker stirring a pot.
Oh.
Now she's going to have real black hair. She's going to get transplants probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to appeal to more blacks than ever before.
Yeah. Thanks.
We were going to do some news. We'll get to that with Leanne Mabale a little bit later on. But I thought this was interesting. Just in case you were thinking that it's... We were joking about deaf people earlier on. There's a blind comedian who's been... His whole act is about why it's cool to be blind.
Mm.
What the best things are about not being able to see.
Yeah, well, there's an upside to most things.
He's found the silver lining, this guy. Do you want to hear what he said? Listen to this.
People always say, God, you know, it must suck to be blind. My God, how do you do it? Oh, you poor guy. It's true. But you know what? There's plenty of good things about being blind. I can win airplanes first. I get VIP treatment at amusement parks. Every single woman I've ever been with is a 10. Never have to worry about drinking and driving. I don't have to watch somebody age. I ride the train for half fare. A lot of times I even ride for free. They just won't come and ask for my ticket. They'll just walk right by me. Better not disturb the blind guy. Shh. We'll let him ride for free today. I can get a handicap parking sticker. I don't have to do my own lawn. My electric bill's lower than yours. I mean, think about it. I don't have the lights on all day, right? I got out of paying the $3 extra for 3D once. I got out of gym. All through school, I totally got out of gym. It was awesome. Well, like in our school, everybody had to be on a team. I was on varsity suntan. I get free directory assistance. I have fewer bills, right? No car insurance, no car payment. So I got a couple less things. You know what's cool about being blind? There's no race. I don't know from beauty. I know people from what comes out of their mouth and what's in their heart. That's how I know people.
Nah.
It's very cool that way. My hearing is so much better than everybody else's.
Oh, fuck
you. In fact, all my senses are better than yours. Nope, it's not a myth. It's all true.
He's cool. Well, he's a terrible comedian, but at least he tells funny stories about being blind. Would you rather be blind or deaf? It's always something people get
blind
propositioned with. You'd rather be blind and you'd rather be deaf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Mubs, you'd never hear music again.
Yeah.
You would not be able to work in radio.
True.
Ass, you'd rather be blind.
Yes, because my entire career has been in radio, and I can, you know, sometimes when you're in a different studio to us, that's when it's my favorite because I can't see you and it's all just in my ears.
So you really like stories that are told to you rather than stories that are shown to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love being read to.
Well, I mean, this is one of the reasons I don't go to the movies as much as reading, because the movies do all the work for you. You don't get to exercise your imagination.
Yeah.
That's why I love radio too, because we could tell a story and everybody who's listening is seeing a different picture. And it's their picture with their own characters and qualities and appearances and clothes and colors. And it's just incredible how powerful that imagination is. I just wonder sometimes if we're getting any better at imagination or worse. Because, you know, with technology and with movies and with television and everything else, that stuff does the work for you.
I don't think it's getting better or worse. I think it's just different. It's different to what it used to be.
Look at Harry Potter, right?
Mm.
Before the movies came out, the books were a runaway sensation. Everybody loved them.
Yeah.
Adults are reading them. Kids are reading them. It's amazing. And people loved the fact that they could, in their own head, have pictures of all the characters and what they sounded like, what they looked like. Then you get these irritating actors. And they do the job for you.
Suddenly, sometimes spoil it for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's a part of me that really loves to see the movies because they do make beautiful movies now. But there's another part of me that says, yeah. Hey, Damon, Sean says, please answer the fucking phone. He's calling in. What would you like?
Hello, Sean.
Thank you. Guys, dude, he's messaging. How desperate this guy. What's that?
No, this Sean, he's probably phoning Jacaranda or something. Nonsense. There's nobody for phoning through.
Well, maybe
that line one was one of the technical guys testing the line. I'm answering the phone all the time.
I don't know about that.
Am I sounding defensive?
You're very defensive because I know for a fact that you always put answering calls towards the end of your list of priorities.
No, it's a top priority.
It should be number one. That's what you're here for.
It's number one.
All right.
Just give Sean the number in case he did get it wrong.
You want the number again? Let's do the radio number, the call-in number. You'll be live on the air.
Good day to you all. This is an old broadcast, and if you are tired of listening to radio like this, with this terrible reception, I suggest you call Cliff Central on 0861-555-189.
189, got it? 555-189. 0861-555-189. How many times do I have to repeat this before we drill it into each other's heads?
I sometimes forget it, so I'm glad you do.
Yeah. Well, we got to remember these numbers. Deep Fried Man did a song about it. Let's play that. That'll help people too, right?
Yes.
That did. Here he is.
Listening to the show, give us a sign and call 0861-555-189. If you're listening to the show, drop us a line and call 0861-555-189.
So Anya just calls, right? Anya, that's her name?
Yeah.
And she says she wants to say something about the Joseph Fritzl story. So I just say to her, okay, what do you want to say? So there's a pause and she sounds all sad. Never mind. And she puts the phone down. I mean, what did I do wrong? Hey, who's that Fulcher? Is it me or Anya?
Well, maybe it's early in the morning. I mean, I'm half asleep, so I don't blame Anya.
Maybe she sounded like upset with me.
Oh, maybe she's just upset by the whole story and she just needed a second to compose herself.
Like, no, it sounds like I upset her. Maybe this is her again. Hang on. No.
I'm not getting involved in that. Thank you very much. Can I tell you what I saw? I was on the internet the other day because, you know, Michael Jackson made a hologram appearance at the Billboard Music Awards.
Yes.
So I was on the internet the other day because I remember this show where they went to Neverland and they actually spent time with Michael Jackson. And this guy was... This is like in early 90s, must have been like maybe 95, 96, somewhere around there. So it's long ago, but Macaulay Culkin was still a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's featured very briefly in the video too. But they basically go to Neverland and they interview Michael. And it was the first time he got into his world and saw just how insane his world was. You know, he was on rides the whole time. He was going down slides, he was being pushed in the pool by these kids. He was playing with kids the whole time. It's just him and the children. You never see any adults in this Neverland. And by then, I mean, how did we not know there was something wrong? And here's the interesting thing. The Billboard Music Awards have a hologram Michael Jackson. He appears on stage. Apparently some kid who was in the Pepsi commercial with him in the 80s has just filed a lawsuit.
Oh, come on.
Claiming that Michael abused him.
What is he going to sue for?
Well, for sexual abuse.
No, I mean, for what money? Michael Jackson's fortune is in such a serious state of affairs now.
No, it's a huge estate. There's a huge amount of money. Yeah, Michael Jackson's making more money than he ever did.
But it's all locked down, you know?
Listen, the funny thing is that Michael's working harder now than he ever worked while he was alive.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he's making more money than ever before. He's appearing at the Billboard Music Awards. He's abusing children. He's doing everything in the afterlife that he did while he was alive.
That's serious power, right?
Imagine
there.
The propofol he needs to sleep now, working this hard. Anyway, here's the intro to that little clip. And this is actually very revealing in hindsight. The reason that they say hindsight is like 20/20 vision is because if you listen to Michael Jackson now, you can maybe pick up some clues as to how screwed up he was.
Neverland appeals to the child inside of every man, woman, and child. It's a place where I feel that you can return to your childhood. You find grown-ups, you know, doing things they hadn't done since they were like 10 years old. And it's just a fun, wonderful place to be. It's so much to do. I always wanted to have a place where you're just busy all day and there's just unlimited space to go on quads and mountains and horseback and all kind of fun things. So it's just a fun place. I love it. And I will always love it. And I will never, ever sell Neverland. Neverland is me, you know. It represents the totality of who I am. It really does. I love Neverland.
What do you make of that?
But we know that Michael had a tumultuous childhood himself.
Tumultuous, yeah. You're right.
So is it surprising if he did abuse these kids? Is it surprising because he was abused, wasn't he?
Let's put the abuse thing aside. Is this something really screwed up about an adult in his 40s who's playing around with kids?
Yeah.
Listen to him playing, because this is the most disturbing. That was just the intro to remind you of how he sounded, the horrible 90s music they were using in the background. So here's Michael playing. He's running around the garden, and they're doing... He and Macaulay Culkin and Macaulay's brother, Kieran Culkin, are on this slide in sacks that make them slide down. But the way, if you close your eyes and I didn't tell you that, then it doesn't sound like that at all. It sounds like Michael's putting his hand in their pants. Listen.
Okay, here we go on three. Wait, don't cheat.
Ready?
No, but your hand's got to be inside the pocket, man.
No.
I'm going to beat you.
Ready?
Are you ready?
No. Ready? No.
I'm crazy for doing this. Okay. No, you gotta stretch it. Mac, you gotta.
Whoa. I'm not doing the super. Ready? Good chance.
You cheater!
Whoa!
He cheats a lot. But he's fun. He loves to have fun.
Doesn't that sound creepy?
Yeah, it does.
Just a little bit creepy, huh?
Yeah.
Fucked up this guy is. He really is.
And it's not his fault.
No. I mean, I kind of feel bad for him, but at the same time, I would never let my kid be babysat by him.
And it takes a lot of body coordination and a lot of confidence and courage and belief. That's like...
Now, Michael's running around the pool here in a dressing gown, and there are about 10 kids who he's playing with. And bear in mind, he did this in front of the cameras. So either he's really naive or he really had nothing to hide. You know what I mean? If you did this in front of the cameras, you just don't know that it's bizarre that a 40-year-old man should be playing games around the pool.
He doesn't think it's bizarre at all in his own head. Or didn't.
Or that, you know, that he's just doesn't care that people know.
No, he doesn't think it's bizarre. He thinks it's...
Like you're saying.
Normal.
That's my cousin Elijah. Just push me in the pool. That's Levon, my other cousin. In the red... I'd ride off, they push me right back in.
I mean, weird beyond belief. And to watch it again, to see it now. I mean, he's wearing his little military outfit. you know, with all the buttons and things, the yeah. kind that he wore on the stage during the Bad tour.
The black and the gold.
Right. And they push him in with that. And I'm thinking some poor servant in Neverland has to now go and dry clean that stupid thing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem to care. And he gets in and his hair looks very normal.
Shot of me with no shirt on.
His hair looks very normal when they push him into the water because he pushes it back like anyone else, even though he supposedly, people said he wore a wig and all that stuff.
Mm.
It was his real hair. Anyway, you get the basic idea. This guy is messed up. And I just thought watching the hologram at the Billboard Awards, that as screwed up as he was and as genius as he was at the same time, there are some people who just really, their parents should have just given them more hugs when they were little. Imagine what Michael could have been, because the creative genius was never dimmed. It was never, no one ever played with that and ruined that.
No, but as much as his wiring was completely screwed up yeah. by his father and his upbringing.
Right.
His creativity, if anything else, just became more astounding.
Just, I feel so conflicted about this guy.
But you remember what Joseph Jackson said on Oprah when she asked him, "Do you feel bad when people say that you could have treated your children better?" And he said, "Well, if I hadn't raised him the way I did, he wouldn't be Michael Jackson. He wouldn't be that
great." What'd you see? Hello? Hello. This is Joseph Jackson. Who did there?
Oh, I think you've got the wrong number.
No, I don't have the wrong number. You were talking about me just a moment ago. You said I didn't know how to raise my children.
No. That wasn't me.
What you see, bitch?
That wasn't me. That was Oprah.
I didn't say who the Oprah. Who's Oprah?
Oh, it's you.
I don't know no Oprah.
You went on to Oprah's show.
Where was that? I'm busy here promoting Blu-ray records.
Yes, how is that going?
Well, it's going very well. Thank you very much for asking. Let me tell you all about those Blu-ray records. They're right. flying off the shelves, left, right, and center. We're busy marketing all kinds of Jackson merchandise. We got my son Jermaine stuff. We got my son Jackie stuff.
Yeah.
We got my son Michael stuff.
Uh-huh.
We got Tito stuff. We got Marlon stuff.
Yes.
That's the whole Jackson 5. We're also trying to get a deal with Janet, but she's not so keen. I don't know why.
Mm.
And then there's my other daughter, LaToya. She's a bit of a failure, but we try to get her to work as well.
What did you think of Michael's hologram performance?
Don't you ask me no question about Michael.
Oh, you know what?
Keep asking me about Blu-ray records.
So...
I tell you what, your parents raised you very bad. They should have taught you to carry bricks from one side of the yard to the other side of the yard. That's what I taught my children.
So
look at them. These are fantastic children. What you want?
Nothing. Congratulations on your label.
What?
Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you for asking about Blu-ray records.
Yes.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah, would you like to use this opportunity to speak
just
about
it? Thank you for not interrupting and letting me plug my amazing new product.
Yeah.
Remember, it was a week. Michael Jackson had been dead. He'd been dead a week.
The big question reporters were asking, how does the family feel?
How's the family coping? It was on a red carpet.
And Joseph goes, well, we all... we're very sad, but now let me tell you about Blu-ray records. All right, here's Sean that was saying Damon wasn't answering his call. Hey, Sean.
Morning, guys.
Cool. All good?
Did you get the photos I've been trying to send through to your show about that bloody arsehole that kept his family captive there in the East End?
No, you've got pictures?
I've got pictures of him, and sorry to say, but I've also got pictures of what his son looks like after he bloody beat the guy.
Whoa!
You can sell these to a newspaper.
If you go to Marula Media,
yeah,
you'll actually see some photos there of this chap. You know, in Afrikaans we say that if someone has got a moermay gesig. Now this oak has got, he's really got a moermay gesig.
Is he a white guy or a black guy?
No, white guy.
Huh.
Fat fucking white guy.
Do you know where in the East Rand specifically?
It's Springs.
Oh. Hey, listen, have you got an angry dog in the car with you?
No.
When I speak
to my brother from his car, that's the exact same noise. I've been wondering what it is. It sounds like a hippo.
It's probably the car phone.
All right.
Yeah, it's probably the car phone. And then I've also got a photo of the house. You must see what this bloody house looks like. It's a brick house, but it looks dodgy.
So basically you're telling me that this is like the house in The Hills Have Eyes.
That's it.
Right. No, I've never seen a nice.
You'll find it there.
I've never seen a nice house in Springs, to be frank. All right, okay, we got to go.
Yeah, I'm looking on Marula. It's not Marula with a U. It's Marula with an O-E.
Yeah.
I can't see them yet.
It's going to be frightening when you get there. You're going to see a whole bunch of hicks, like Deliverance.
But surely he should have sold these photographs.
I don't know if he took them.
Yeah, he says he found them.
Oh. Do you think it's under the book rack section? Musik? Taal toffee? Recepta?
Right, it's not under
of Recepta. Boeretroes.
I don't think it's under Boeretroes either. That sounds terrible. Did you watch those movies, Wrong Turn and The Hills Have Eyes?
Ooh. No. Is that the movie where they all eat each other?
Yeah. Yes.
These mountain men. The Hills Have Eyes is these people who've been irradiated by nuclear tests in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
So they're these... they basically have mutations as a result of the nuclear radiation. And they're all like horribly misshapen, and they have big pots that they eat other people in, and that kind of thing. And then they're the people in Wrong Turn, and they're mountain men, these rednecks in the middle of West Virginia in the hills. And they climb trees, and they have weapons, and they hunt people down, and then they eat them.
They're so badly deformed. Their top lips are split like a bear's. Under their noses.
Well, they look different. There's the one big burly guy.
Different. They look like walking tree stumps.
The one is the big burly hairy monster guy. He's the real mountain.
They can't even talk.
Then there's the freak show who's got, he almost looks like a corpse.
Ugh.
And then there's another one who's like totally inbred. He can hardly move. He's like, he looks like a potato.
With spuds. What are those things called? Sprouts.
Sprouts. A potato with sprouts. That's how he looks.
Oh, no.
And I always think of them when I think of these stories where you hear about people who've, you know, had sex with a relative. You just imagine that in their house they eat funny things and that they do horrible things to each other.
Or what's still big in South Africa is having sex with animals.
Oh, my God.
Bestiality.
Oh. I will never forget, on the front page of the Citizen newspaper, probably about 10 years ago, there was a picture of something that had been born on a farm. It was a sheep that had given birth to something. Yes, about 10 years ago.
No, it's fake.
And this sheep looked like a teddy bear because the arms went out sideways instead of forwards.
Oh, no. That's fake.
It was like a half human.
No, fake picture. That's not possible.
I'm telling you.
I don't know if something like that could survive.
No, it didn't. It was stillborn.
Let me tell you. I'm not scared of monsters. Like Godzilla is on movie theaters now. And I'm not scared of Godzilla. I'm not scared of snakes. I'm not scared of spiders. I'm not frightened by vampires, werewolves, any of that. That stuff doesn't scare me. I don't get scared. But if you want me to watch a movie on my own and pee a little, all you have to do is put on one of those shows about deformed, monstrous people and people who are inbred and people who live in the mountains far away from the rest of us. And they can't talk and they can't hear properly. They can't see properly and they can't because they're just so... made in anger.
So basically the one thing you're afraid of the most is humans.
Yeah. But the humans on the edge, you know, the mutant humans.
Yeah.
Like X-Men for me is way more terrifying than a horror.
Okay. Okay, hang on. Breaking news.
Uh-oh. Breaking news?
I feel ill. Can I have the breaking news music?
Sure. What's happened? What have you discovered?
So I was trying to find that baby lamb that was born with a human face about 10 years ago in South Africa.
Yeah.
Turns out we missed this. This is a new one. It happened this month in the UK.
Yeah.
A vet. There's a video of a vet pulling out this lamb that a sheep's giving birth to, and it's got a human face. I'm looking at it now. It's dead. It's got a full set of lips, a small little button nose like a human, and a human chin. Oh, my word. They say maybe an overabundance of vitamin A in the mother's feed is suspected to be behind it. I think a human was behind it.
But it's not possible. I mean, you can't actually breed any species with another species. You usually don't. I mean, it happens sometimes when you've got very closely related species, like a horse and an ass, for example, or a horse and a mule.
Yeah.
Although I don't think mules can.
You get
mules
the
can't
mule.
Breed. Mm. Okay, a horse and a donkey can make an ass.
Will the ass survive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just gonna show you that.
Oh. No, but that can't be real. That's not a credible website. What is that? You're getting
it's,
that from?
It's the Mirror newspaper in the UK.
No, please. It's about as credible as Daily Sun. The Mirror is the Daily
Sun.
Well,
it's a video. So, I mean, how you can't fake an entire video.
Ugh. If that's real, I'm going to go home and lock myself in my house, and I'm never leaving. That sounds just too horrible to be possible. See, I'm starting to get the shakes. All right, how about we check in on the news, because we've got a whole lot of stuff to get through this morning. We've got, among others, we've got to reveal the results of the Ugly Meter app.
Oh, yes, we took photos of ourselves yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We're going to play the smart-ass game.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And we've got Lone Hill Estate popping in to do the 0861-555-189 song. And it sounds like we finally got our phone lines working, so you can call. That's good news. Philbin Boyer and Jane Reinertsen will be in the studio as well. They do a show called Rookies and Rockstars. So they'll be on a little bit later.